Police, career criminal fired two guns to murder off-duty deputy in Chicago. By Amy Furr on August 2, 2024. A career criminal fired two guns to kill an off-duty deputy on Tuesday around 1:25 a.m. during an attempted robbery at a Chicago, Illinois, gas station, authorities said. The five-time convicted felon was identified as 32-year-old Cordero Thompson, CWV Chicago reported on Thursday. Cook County Sheriff's Deputy Raphael D. Wardlaw was off-duty when he and a friend were going home after a party. The two were driving separate vehicles and stopped at the gas station in the 500 block of East 67th Street so Wardlaw's friend could fill up. Wardlaw reportedly stayed inside his own car while the friend pumped gas, and that was the moment a dark-colored SUV pulled up, explained Assistant State's Attorney Ann McCord Rogers. Images show the suspect, the SUV in question, and the victim. Allegedly, when Thompson approached the two friends and pulled out two handguns, he told Wardlaw's friend to freeze before demanding he hand over his belongings. The CWV Chicago article continued. Wardlaw stepped out of his car and fired at Thompson, who returned fire from both weapons he was holding, Rogers continued. Thompson fell backward and continued shooting from a seated position, she said. Some of the bullets he fired apparently struck and disabled Wardlaw's gun, according to Rogers. She said Wardlaw and his friend drove away in their cars as Thompson ran from the scene. Wardlaw, gravely injured by a single gunshot wound to his chest, crashed nearby. His friend quickly returned to the scene to speak with the police. Rogers said he suffered grazed wounds to his ankle and near his left eyebrow. Thompson was reportedly shot in his leg when the shootout occurred, and police eventually detained him at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Authorities are still trying to find the SUV involved in the case. Thompson now faces several charges: first-degree murder, murder during the commission of another forcible felony, aggravated battery by discharging a firearm, and attempted armed robbery with a firearm, according to the CWV Chicago report. Social media users shared their thoughts on the case, one person writing, "Elections have consequences. A five-time felon should not be free to commit more crimes," another user commented. The CWV Chicago report noted that Judge Susanna Ortiz detained the suspect, who had apparently recently finished parole regarding a case where he was found guilty of unlawful use of a weapon by a felon. The outlet added that Thompson was previously convicted of several gun possession felonies. It is important to note that at least 22 individuals were shot, and three of them died, during the July 26th to 28th weekend in Mayor Brandon Johnson's D. Chicago, Breitbart News reported Monday.